Time 6:09, triple team traffic. Looks like it's slow on the south end, but Eric, that's nothing new, right?
Not for the afternoon, and right now we are starting to see some, maybe this is just wishful thinking, but some improvement as you head southbound from downtown to Point of the Mountain. The slowest stretch on that right now is at the south interchange, and then northbound, we've got some slowing between the Bluffdale exit and Bangor Highway. Then that's probably the slowest spot for the northbound side. You also have some eastbound slowing on I-80 from Sugar House to the mouth of Parley's Canyon, and then on the 201 Highway westbound from Bangor Highway over to 5600 West. What's happening in Utah County, Jared?
Northbound I-15, a new crash just happened right at University Avenue's exit, just underneath the sign, off to the right shoulder, not causing any real delays. Your northbound volume, it's still present from Lehigh Main all the way up to SR-92. Southbound I-15, heavy from the Thanksgiving Point exit all the way down to almost Lehigh Main Street, and 5600 West and Bangor Highway still busy between the 201 and 35th South, Mark.
You're breezing by a wreck, a minor one, northbound I-15. Prior to 6 North, the North Interchange delays, brief there, 2600 South. Looks like the Davis County delays still in effect, though, I'm afraid, between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Worst of those delays about Hillfield Road and Highway 89 delays, northbound overflowing still, but improving in Fruit Heights. Don't miss seven-time Grammy winner Gladys Knight with Peter Hollins and Lexi Mae Walker in BYU Spectacular, featuring two 90-minute shows October 15th. For more information, visit BYUtickets.com. Mark Jackson at the KSL Traffic Center.